New data from Michigan Radio and public sector consultants finds Michigan voters grade their local schools better than schools statewide. I'm Cynthia Canty. We'll dig into the results on today's Stateside. And then, 2 years ago, Great Britain was in the midst of its worst measles outbreak in nearly two decades.
It's not like smallpox. This isn't a disease that has been eliminated from the world. This is one of the most infectious diseases around.
What we can learn from the UK later in the show. But first, Michigan Democrats held their party's convention over the weekend. The mission? Choose their top leader and figure out how to win come election 2016. Choosing the leader was easy. Chairman Lon Johnson had no competition for the top spot. What to do in 2016 is the challenge. Johnson is with us now. Lon, what was the feeling at the convention?
You know, we were thrilled that we had our victories, but we lost too many races out there. You know, we were looking forward and trying to figure out what we need to do as a party to win in 2016 and as importantly, win in 2018.
Well, about the only thing you could celebrate out of that 2014 election was Gary Peters being sent to the U.S. Senate. And other than that, those Republican candidates pretty much trumped yours across the board. What do you think went wrong for the party last November? Was it the message? Was it the crop of candidates?
One, you know, as a party and our candidates, we need to recognize that we need to show the people of Michigan precisely how we're going to create a state where they can stay and succeed. That means bold ideas, but it also means ideas that are spelled out in detail to them, again, precisely how we're going to stay, how they can stay here and succeed. Now, broadly, Democrats believe that to do that, we need to invest in and protect our greatest assets, our people, our land, our Great Lakes. You know, while Republicans, what we hear out of them continuously is, you know, well, if you just invest in business, everything will take care of itself. So we have a great opportunity here to show the state precisely what we mean by that. Again, broadly, Democrats believe in investing in people, and Republicans believe in investing in business. We think we have the, you know, the better way forward. But until we show the voters precisely what we mean by that, we're going to continue to lose.
Your comment that you had just said about what Democrats stand for and what Republicans stand for, there seemed to have been a lot of that over the weekend. Is that the strategy to take when it was very clear last November that a huge majority of voters are buying what the GOP is selling?
Well, I'll give you a prime example. This governor gave a $1.8 billion tax break to businesses and corporations using our money under the idea that it would create jobs. Well, first off, it just didn't do that. But secondly, the voters need something to compare that to. We can't just be the party that hates Republicans or hates Governor Snyder. We have to show them an alternative of what that $1.8 billion could be used for. Ideas like helping to pay off college loans. I've heard a lot of policies discussed. For every year a student stays in Michigan, the state could pay off an eighth of their college loan, thinking that after 8 years, that college loan's paid off, but more importantly, that college graduate is staying in Michigan. Think about what happens in those 8 years. They buy a home, they progress in a career, they get married, they have children. We have to show the people of Michigan precisely what they're going to get when they vote, if they give the Democrats the privilege of governing. I think too often we didn't do that.
So the message wasn't as clear and spelled out as it should have been.
Correct. We need to go out there and, again, in detail, show the people of Michigan how we're going to create a state that they can succeed in. And I don't believe we did enough of that.
What does the battle plan consist of then? How do you go about attacking that problem? As you say, we must do more to win. So what's that battle plan for the more?
Three things. One, we have to determine, you know, there are five distinct areas that we have to do that in. Education, economic, infrastructure, natural resources, and equality. We're putting together various groups to come up with the maybe 2 to 3 major bold policy initiatives under each one of those five issue areas. And then we have to set about working to get those items passed at the legislature or even at the local level. And once voters start to see that, I think there'll be a clear distinction between us and the Republicans, but again, in a positive way. Second thing we need to do is we need to get local. You know, we have 5,000-some precincts in the state of Michigan, and within each of those precincts, there are issues that we can contrast ourselves with the Republicans. For example, they were talking about drilling in Rochester Hill, and Zio Township, and Shelby Township. We didn't even touch those issues. You know, in the UP, you have a highly relevant issue there with energy. They've got a problem up there with their electric service. There are issues out there, whether it's an eyesore of a junkyard or an abandoned house or a contaminated creek. There are issues that are moving within each of these precincts that we are not showing the voters locally what they get when they vote for the Democrat either. We've got to do a better job of understanding locally, and we need to show them what the Democratic position would be.
And then you said there were three?
Yeah, the third is we need to continue building our party. You know, we took our party membership from 14,000 to 21,000. We took our emails from 100,000 to 500,000. We need to keep going. We made great gains at the Democratic Party for our party infrastructure. We need to continue on. You know, another prime example is we took our absentee voting and increased it by 45% among Democratic voters. And we have to recognize what we did right this year. You know, we elected the only new United States Democratic Senator in the entire country. You know, we elected 7 of the 8 ed boards, which tells us we had more Democrats voting straight ticket than Republicans voting straight ticket. Look, we lost. We lost way too many races. We recognize that. But we have to understand what worked and what didn't and move forward. You know, everything that we did in 14, you know, we knocked 2 million doors. We had 45 offices and so forth. We've got to do that and more. And the question is, what is the more? And that's what we're working through right now.
Len, there was no talk for or against at the convention about the upcoming road funding proposal vote in May. Why was that?
First off, it's a reflection of the disorganization of that campaign. Here you had the thought leaders of the entire Democratic Party statewide all in a room, and there was just no information, nobody there talking about the issue. So that's, first off, a reflection of, I think, how poor this campaign is being run. Second, we are just now starting to review those, the ballot initiative, and the party has not made a decision on what it will do or how it's going to go about evaluating or making the decision to either support or go against it or remain neutral.
Looking ahead at the next couple of years, Lon, with this Republican majority of Congress and then, of course, in Lansing, how do Democratic legislators advance their ideas and advance their agendas in the face of that GOP majority?
It starts with good candidates. We've got to get good candidates, hardworking, honest, community leaders in their own right. There are thousands of people out there right now that are creating the state where we can stay and succeed. They've transcended, you know, the tired, old, false choice of jobs versus the environment or labor versus business or suburb versus city. They're out there creating solutions on their own right now. We've got to find those folks. And instead of asking them to join us, we need to join them. We need to help them in what they're doing and show them how politics can be relevant to the work that they're doing and encourage them to be engaged, whether it's to run for office or to join the party or to help our candidates.
Well, what about the folks who are elected and are in office right now and they're facing this big Republican majority? What are they going to do to try to get those Democratic ideas to the forefront and get them through?
Well, you know, we've got legislators, obviously, in the Senate and the House. They can introduce legislation and they can work with this governor. You know, in an odd way, both Jim Ananick, our new Senate leader, and Tim Grimmel, our leader in the House, their hands in some ways have been strengthened because of the quality of the, you know, the Tea Party Republicans that have entered into this legislature. In some ways, this governor can't even work with his own side. He's got a deadlocked Tea Party constituency. And so in many ways, I think this governor will need Democratic votes and we'll have the ability to express our ideas and I think have a bit more leverage. That's one way. But, you know, look, the bottom line, we have to win. We have to go out there and show the people of Michigan what they're getting, whether it's through legislation this year or through communication to the voters directly.
Lon, looking at 2016, for Democrats, it does seem like it's pretty much Hillary Clinton's to lose as far as the big nomination. And as chair of the Democratic Party in Michigan, are you okay with what some are calling a Democratic coronation for Clinton?
Well, it's hardly a coronation. You know, first off, she hasn't even decided to run yet or not. But in looking at it, if should Hillary get in, I would have a hard time, and I'm a student of history, looking back where we would have a nominee that isn't more qualified. Her work as First Lady in Arkansas to the work that she did as First Lady in the United States, then her work as a senator, then her work as a Secretary of State. I just have a hard time seeing how we could build a better candidate. She is qualified, and she has the ability to go out there and tell people precisely what she's going to do with our country should become president. We just have a terrific candidate, Hillary Clinton, should she decide to do it.
Do you think there should be other candidates to throw their hats in? I mean, what does it mean if there are no other candidates?
Well, I think it's more of a reflection of Hillary's strength than a weakness of our party.
And if the 2016 election brings another solid trouncing for your party, which is everything you don't want to see, then what?
Michigan has voted for a Democratic president for the last six of the last six elections. And it's because we worked hard and we won those races. You know, this will be no different. We will have to work hard to get Hillary or whoever our Democratic nominee elected. The odds favor us. We have a higher turnout. And we know that when higher turnout comes, the values of Michigan are better reflected. And those values are Democratic values.
Lon Johnson, the newly reelected chair of the Democratic Party in Michigan. Lon, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.